Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking.
Yeah. Prince Albert smoking. Yeah.
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Here in the Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, music and merrymaking aren't the only things in the air. You'll also find the smell of hickory logs, mothballs, and coonskin caps. You see, come Saturday night, the neighbors in these parts put on their winter duds and head for the Opry, because they know they'll find the Ole Opry House as cozy as a bug in a rug. And just one thing that's hotter than the old iron stove, and that's none other than His Honor George D. Hayes, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and thank you, neighbors, here in the Grand Ole Opry House. You fella can certainly tell that Christmas is almost here just from those introductions you've been giving me lately, Louie.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings to all of our friends from 20-odd states gathered here in the Ole Opry House and to many friends listening all over the country. We welcome you to the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry, the hitching post for American folk music. Our only wish is that you have as much fun listening to the Grand Ole Opry as we have in presenting it to you. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys and girls open tonight's shindig with a hoedown by the name of Bile Them Cabbage Down. All right, Roy. Good old opening on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. And now, we present Sam and Kirk McGee from Tennessee. Two good old dirt farmers from Williamson County. And they've got a little foot-tapping ballad for us called John Henry, the Steel-Driving Man. Up and at 'em, Sam and Kirk.
John Henry was the colored man. Set on his proper knee, and they all did him flat on the farewell. Thought they have a be the death of baby me, and have a be the death of me.
All right, I.
John Henry walked in a tow with the captain by his side, and the rock was the tow. John Henry so small, Lord, he laid down his hammer and he cried, cried, cried.
He
the shaker, you better pray. For if I miss this piece of steel, tomorrow be a bearing day, day, day. Tomorrow be a bearing day. John Henry and a little woman and a neighbor Polly Ann. And the Maryland word for John Henry say, Polly, do the best you can, can, can. Polly, do the best you can.
Oh, Polly.
Play it again, Aunt.
Neighbors, hold on to them, because here comes Rachel and her great, big, bashful brother, Oswald. Oswald, they tell me you've already written your letter to Santa Claus. What did you ask him for, son?
Just two things, Judge. Four new tires and a big gas rationing card. Yeah.
Well, you'd better address that letter to Washington instead of the North Pole, Oswald. Come along now and help Rachel sing John Hardy.
I expect I'll get that. Here we go.
Judge, I was kind of tickled to read about the young Army lieutenant whose dream was someday to live on the South Sea Island, and now he's stationed on one.
Living on a South Sea Island is a dream quite a few people have had, Louis.
Me too, Judge. Ever played that game of what things I'd take with me or have sent regular?
Prince Albert's smoking tobacco might be one of them.
Well, Judge, you know, I'd just have to have rich, mellow PA with all its smoking pleasure along.
I suppose you could get quite a few handy Prince Albert pocket packages aboard, even a fairly small-sized boat, Louis. But what are we talking about? You ain't going.
Oh, but, Judge, let's pretend it. How those natives' eyes would pop when they'd see me twirling up a Macon cigarette. They wouldn't understand about crimp cut, but they could see how round and firm each Macon cigarette would be.
They'd likely beg you for each and every package when they smell that rich, ripe smoke on the South Sea breeze. Louis, you got me doing it. Quit your pipe dream now.
Pipe dream? Why, around 50 right-packing, tasty pipefuls in every pocket package of mild, fragrant, bite-free P.A. One match burning pipefuls cause P.A. burns and pulls so smooth and even.
I give up. But about Prince Albert, Louis, you're right. Every man who's ever known P.A.'s rich, mellow tastiness, its smooth, cool mildness, can easy understand why Prince Albert just naturally goes along with a man wherever he might wander.
And don't forget to tell him, Judge, because it's oh so true,
Prince Albert is the national joy smoke.
Pap and his jug band are ready to tear the roof off the place now with the old-time version of Sourwood Mountain. Pap, you behave yourself and sing it pretty now. I'll put you in a calaboose, you understand?
We're ready. Stuart, ready. I got a gal in Sourwood Mountain. Hi-ho, dee-lum-a-day. She won't come, I won't call her. Hi-ho, dee-lum-a-day.
Prince Albert, Grand Ole Opry, cutting up Jack, having a big time, and going right on down the middle of the road. Choose your partners, neighbors, because here come the Crook Brothers with a hoedown by the name of Mississippi Sawyer. All aboard for Jackson, Meridian, and all points south. Folk music. Music that tells in song and words the thoughts of the workaday world. Here is Roy Acuff now, leader of the Smoky Mountain Boys and Girls, with one of his most popular numbers. And we'll ask the Smoky Mountain Boys and Girls to stay in the background and not play with him for about a moment or two. Roy, try it alone here for a minute, will you please?
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning a great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake. I am glad I have learned of her meekness. I am proud that my name is on her book. For I want to be one, never fearing the face of my Savior's true love. When he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you. That's fine. Oswald, what did you say was smoking?
Judge, Prince Albert smoking, yeah.
The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is going to town. Here comes Robert Lunn, that talking blues boy, with a word of warning to you. Mama don't allow nothing going on around here. Sing it pretty, Robert.
I sure do hate to do this.
Now, Mama Lyon, no guitar playing in here. Now, Mama Lyon, no guitar playing here. Now, we don't care what Mama Lyon gonna play our guitar anyhow. Mama Lyon, no guitar playing in here.
All right, all right.
Now, Mama Lyon, no banjo in here. Now, Mama Lyon, no banjos in here. Now, we don't care what Mama Lyon go play our banjos in here. Mama Lyon, no banjos in here.
Chicken, when they're gonna bring back Eve, mine to pick him. Eve, I hold, ooh, Eve, I hold, 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 Eve, I hold,
Say, Judge, did you hear about Lee Davis telling off Clarabelle Mapes? You know what a goose Clarabelle's been making of herself ever since she got back from New York, stuck up and putting on airs.
Claiming to know all the society folks, ain't she?
Worse than that, she said New York is full of titled people these days. She said she'd met Prince and Princess so-and-so.
Oh, my. Well, what next?
Well, when Clarabelle says she's met a prince at a tea, Lee says, "That's nothing. Clarabelle, I just live with Prince Albert."
Well, Louie, all kidding aside, P.A. sure is a prince of tobaccos. Truly mild yet rich. Smooth and easy, a tobacco with genuine quality.
It's all of that, Judge. Besides which, it's choice tasting and gives you easy drawing smokes in pipes or papers.
Prince Albert's smoking tobacco in the handy red pocket package means thrifty smoking, too. When a man rolls his own making cigarettes, P.A. don't go sifting and dribbling out the ends.
Never wasteful that way, and it stays lit. You can thank P.A.'s crimp cut for both these smoking blessings.
So when a man says he just about lives with Prince Albert, we know he's enjoying extra smoking pleasure, day in and day out. Try it, man. Some of the most popular songs on the Grand Ole Opry are the sacred numbers. Tonight we have with us the Daniel Quartet from way down in Alabama, headed by Brother John Daniel, who will sing a favorite of many, Rock of Ages, Hide Thou Me. Quartet. Louie, you have something special over there for us, haven't you?
Sure have, Judge. To the men in United States uniforms everywhere goes a salute from Camel and Prince Albert. And to Camp Claiborne, Louisiana, and 15 other training centers of our armed forces during the following week go the three traveling units of the Camel Caravan, giving free shows for the men. To all of you, we send our greetings and hope that you enjoy the show. Well, Judge, there's only 26 more days to the end of 1942.
And only 26 more days, Louis, for all of us to smash through to the goal our government has set for 8 million more folks to join the payroll savings plan by December 31st.
That's right, and give at least 10% of what we make, huh?
If it's anyways possible, yes. And at least all of us earning money can sign up for some amount regularly.
Everybody just ask their boss to lay away a little for them every payday. Is that right?
That's right. And every time your money that's being saved for you adds up to $18.75, your boss buys a war savings bond for you.
Oh, boy, what a thrill to see them keep coming in.
Right, Louie. That way, we help win the war.
And what we save now for the war, we get back later on for ourselves. $4 back in 10 years for every $3 we put in now. $25 for every $18.75.
A swell nest egg for buying all the things we're going to want and need. Come on, folks. Everybody who hasn't already signed up for this safe and sound and easy payroll savings plan, get your name down for it right now, or by December 31st, sure. Now, here comes Fiddlin' Mac McGar, who plays the fiddle way above par. So sit up there and stop that snoozing, because he's going to play Wake Up Susan. Saturday night at this same time, and we hope you'll all be with us. And ladies, if this Christmas shopping's got you stumped, remember that there's nothing the men in the family will appreciate more than some good old Prince Albert. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, and let's all keep smiling but smoking.
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
Program came to you from Nashville, Tennessee.